Hi, everyone. We have another great trailer waiting for you at the end of this episode. Funded on Kickstarter, Hymns for the Road is a tragic horror audio drama following four survivors of a magical apocalypse as they embark on a never-ending road trip in search for a fabled last safe place for humans. With a full voice cast, cinematic sound design, and an original soundtrack, this 30-episode limited series thrusts listeners into a world of folklore-inspired monsters, mind-bending rules, and esoteric art-based magic. Episodes can be found on all your favorite podcast platforms. Visit hodgepodgeaudio.com for transcripts, merch, and more. It's monsters, friendship, and an adventure. I just know this will be right up your alley. Don't forget to listen to the trailer at the end of this episode.
Okay, so you guys created the creature.
Palu, yes.
Even though a big scary guy showed up and said it was a bad idea?
Well, you'll see that there's more to it than that.
What about you, Jessica? You weren't concerned?
I mean, sure, but I also wasn't going to completely trust someone who was outright trying to kidnap us.
Okay, that's pretty fair. I don't know, I guess tell us more about Palu.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
So, explain what you did again? You said you created a creature that can manipulate fire?
Yes. Palu, do you want to show him?
Okay, here you go.
That's amazing. Did you do anything specific to give him these powers?
No, it just happened. Right, Palu?
I just knew that I wanted to help you. And when that urge appeared, the fire came out.
Well, fire is known to symbolize power in mythology. So maybe that's why Palu was given this element?
What other creatures use fire?
Oh, you know, like dragons and phoenixes.
Oh, right.
But those are the big ones. Is Palu okay?
Whoa! Palu! Okay, let's stop now.
Why? I thought you wanted to see fire.
Right, but fire can also be destructive, see? Look at the tree that's burning.
So burning trees is bad?
Burning anything is bad. Burns are incredibly painful, so we want to be careful when we decide to use fire.
But what about what I did in the woods?
What did you do in the woods?
Well, we...
We just ran into a bit of trouble.
Junie?
But Palu saved the day, luckily. Seems like we just need to go over some rules about when to use his powers.
We might need to get some water.
That might be tough. I doubt many water creatures will help us. I wonder if JD can put out the flames.
Where are you going? Do you need water now?
It'd be ideal, so that we can put out the fires.
Okay. Like this?
Sam? Is this normal?
I'm starting to think that there's nothing normal about Palu.
Was this not what you wanted?
No. Palu, this is super helpful. We're just shocked that you have all these special powers.
Palu, let's put out these fires over here. See? We fixed it. No problem. Palu, over here.
So, what did you guys do with Palu at the end of the day? Were you able to get him out of the park at all?
No, we ended up leaving him here by the bench. I worry about what he does when we're away.
I don't think we have to be too concerned. Most creatures attack humans, not each other. And, you know, I've been doing some research as to why he can't leave.
Did you find anything?
Kinda, sorta. I went down a rabbit hole regarding imaginary friends in mythology.
Oh, really? I thought you said imaginary friends weren't mythology.
I take it back. Apparently, there's a whole study about child lore and how children learn from each other.
They do? Like what?
Well, you know the old saying, don't step on a crack or you'll break your mother's back, or a rhyme similar to that? Do you remember how you learned it?
I assume I learned it in school.
Exactly. But it's not something a teacher would say. If an adult told a child that, the child would probably believe that walking on the sidewalk could actually hurt their mother. But if another child said it,
it becomes a game.
And so on and so forth. As adults, if someone tries to say something like that to someone, we just think that they're saying nonsense.
That's sad. Is that maybe why Pelu can't go outside? Because his powers aren't recognized in the adult cognitive mind?
It's a theory. But maybe if more people were to be made aware of him, he could go back out. But it's best for creatures to stay in the park regardless.
Agreed. Not sure how my parents would react if the stuffed animal they got me became sentient, anyways. So, Junie didn't tell you anything about what happened in the woods when we created Pelu?
No, not at all. Why? What happens?
Do you know what a leshy is?
A leshy? That's quite rare. They tend to keep to themselves, although sometimes they do have a family of their own.
Really? So, they're not supposed to be scary?
Oh, well, they can be, especially regarding their territory. But I can't imagine either of you doing something that would make them angry.
Did you make this leshy angry?
I don't think so. He said what we did, creating Pelu, was unnatural. Junie doesn't seem worried at all, but what if the leshy tries to attack Pelu again while we're away?
Well, first things first. Let's make sure to tell Pelu not to go into the woods without us. I'll try to look for more information regarding all of this. Honestly, I was hoping to be able to tell Terry about this soon, but maybe that's not a good idea anymore. I feel like
they'd say that we should put Pelu down if the leshy said something.
Do you really think they'd say that?
One typically does what a leshy tells them to do. But again, let's look into this. Maybe we'll figure it out. I promise.
Okay. I believe you.
I wonder why June didn't mention any of this to me. I feel like he avoids me sometimes. Like he didn't even tell me you guys were creating Pelu yesterday.
Don't take it to heart. It's because he wants you to see him in the best light possible. Pelu was his idea, and if it didn't work, he'd think he failed you.
But that's not necessary.
I know that, but for some reason, he doesn't.
But why?
I don't want to speak for him too much, but has he talked to you about his family?
Just that he has a younger sister, I believe.
Next time you get a chance to talk to him, ask him why I call him Junie.
There's a reason? I just thought it was his nickname.
Well, it is, but there's more to it than that. Sorry about that.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, just some spam.
June says that you've been having trouble at school.
Of course, he'd talk about that, but not about himself. It's nothing, really.
You know he's just worried about you. I am too.
It's fine. There's just a few weeks left, and then class will be over, and I'll never have to see these people ever again.
Okay, well, even venting can be helpful at times, you know?
No, this is the park. It doesn't deserve all the negativity and anger that I have accumulated. Plus, I feel like that would attract a creature or something.
Let's do it at a cafe or something, then. My treat.
Really, Sam, you don't have to deal with both me and Junie's baggage. Remember, we created Pelu to make your life easier, not to give you more things to worry about.
Helping out a friend in need doesn't take anything away from my day. You can talk to me. The both of you.
Thanks.
And we're all done! So we've got fire and water. Looks like we got the perfect creature to help us out, don't you think?
So I've been doing a good job.
You've been doing a great job. Should we practice some more? Find a creature to parry? Not that I would want to start a fight for no reason, but we should make sure Pelu understands self-defense and all that.
You just want to see Pelu do more magic.
I absolutely want to see Pelu do more magic.
Do you want to see more fire now?
Wait. Let's not start another forest fire.
I don't think that we should go looking for trouble, but maybe we can find someone to help guide Pelu instead? There are a lot who can use fire. Most are jerks, if I'm going to be quite honest, but there may be someone more persuadable, at least. I hope. Come on, let's see if they're here.
What kind of creature is it?
Well, it's a creature that Terry introduced me to.
What kind of a creature could Terry possibly introduce you to? Like a dead one? Are those even around here?
Who's Terry?
Terry is Sam's cousin, Pelu. We'll introduce you to them soon, but now is also a good time to remind you not to talk to any strangers, okay?
But what do I do when you leave, then? I can't talk to anyone?
There's no chance that maybe Cerberus can stay with Pelu?
No, unfortunately, that's not possible.
Can you just stay by your shrine for us, Pelu? We promise we'll try to visit as much as possible.
Okay.
Now then, the creature that we're looking for isn't dead, but it sure likes them. They typically hang out around cemeteries on stormy nights, but I'm hoping since the weather has been getting a little bit warmer, it might be sunbathing for a change.
Sunbathing? What are we meeting, a cat?
Actually, yes. At least, I hope they're currently a cat.
What other form could they have?
Oh, you know, just a big scary monster with a cart on fire.
That's not what I imagined you would say.
I'll explain more if I can find them. Cats aren't typically mythological creatures, so if we see one, it's most likely it.
Huh, really? I feel like there are a lot of cat creatures in Japan. The Nekomado or the Bakeneko, for example.
Oh, great. So you know them. Japan's one of the few countries that have lore on cats.
Why is that?
Well, I think that in most cultures, they just think of cats as, well, cats. It's different compared to dogs, because dogs come up in different sizes.
What's a cat?
Oh, Pelu. It's a furry little animal that some people keep as pets. Remember? I had one when I was a child.
Oh, you mean like that creature over there?
Huh? Where? Sam? Is this creature supposed to be a cat on fire?
Wait a minute. Is that a Kasha? Ooh, the cart makes sense now. Wait, don't they drag the dead to hell? Are you sure we should go talk to him?
Well, we're not dead. And I'm pretty sure he's taking a break, so I think it should be fine.
No, don't talk to me. Go away.
Oh, he heard us. Come on.
He just said to go away, though.
If he really wanted us gone, he would have given us an actual warning.
Okay. Come on, Pelu. Can you act like a stuffed animal for me? Just in case there are any surprises?
Sure.
Don't you know it's rude to bother someone when they're napping?
You sleep most of the time. It would be impossible not to bother you.
An actual Kasha? This is so cool. My mom used to tell me about all the things temples used to do to prevent the Kasha from stealing corpses.
They steal corpses? Why?
To send the bad people to the underworld. Hey, kid, can you scratch this spot over here?
Me? Is this safe?
Yeah, it's fine. Just watch his tail. That really is on fire.
Okay. Good kitty. So, how did cats and stealing corpses become mythology?
Oh, yeah. That's the spot. A little lower? Meow.
I want to bet, too.
Go for it, kid.
Yes!
I believe originally it was a Japanese demon that pulled a burning cart to take the dead away.
And how did that change?
No one really knows.
Oh, but I feel like there are a lot of superstitions out there that believe cats are somehow connected to the dead. You know, like when they stare into space sometimes and people think they can see ghosts. That kind of thing, right? Also, there's a saying in Japan that you shouldn't let cats near corpses. Otherwise, they will rise.
Yes, it's said that people take extra steps to prevent Kasha from coming. Things like holding a fake ceremony to trick it. Or chanting some words and making loud noises to scare them away. It's tricky because they can blend in just as regular cats as well.
I'll take bad people away to hell. What's so wrong about that?
Don't you play with their bodies sometimes?
What, I can't have any toys? I'm a cat. I can't help myself.
Bad or not, people want their loved ones put away peacefully. Everyone deserves a proper burial.
You, of all people, should know how meaningless the afterlife is to the living world. Just move on already.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's nothing. That's not why we're here. We wanted to ask you about how you control fire.
Fire? What kind of question is that?
We're just curious.
I was telling them about how notoriously powerful fire creatures were, and wanted to show them an example. It was either you or a dragon.
And you want to see me burn something for your entertainment?
Well, more just a sense of how you decide to use your fire and why.
I'm a cat.
Well, yes.
So I just do what I want.
What does that mean?
Pelu, you can't come out.
But I want to understand.
Who's this?
Just a creature we're helping out. This one's the one that wants to know more about fire.
Never heard of a creature who didn't know how to use their own powers.
I know how to use my powers.
It's more like we're trying to teach them the danger of wildfires. Can't be destroying nature or hurting anyone, right?
Ah, well, yes. Fire is hard to control. If you really wanted to hurt someone, you might as well just stab them.
Okay, I think we're good here.
Right, I don't think we're going to learn much about morals today. Should we just, play with the Kasha?
I tried my best. Sorry, guys.
What? There's nothing to apologize for. We got to meet a new creature.
Right, well, if that's it, I'm leaving. How's Terry these days?
They're good. They should be coming back for a visit soon.
Oh, well, I'll be sure to see them when they're here. Now I'm gonna find another spot to nap.
What a waste of time.
Seriously, Sam, it's not a problem.
Can I come out now, for real?
Oh, yes. Looks like we'll have to find someone better for you, Pelu.
I didn't get a chance to talk to them at all. Can they use fire whenever they want because they're a cat?
There was supposed to be something more to it than that. Like, when to use and when not to use fire.
Well, I can be a cat too.
Oh, I think that we have more things that we need to talk about.
So, how many powers does Pelu have?
He can do anything he can put his mind to, I believe.
No wonder they want to close the park then. That really does seem like too much power.
If only we had the time to teach him right.
Can't we do that now?
Do what now? We can't even enter the park.
Well, I mean, like, when we can. Like, later. Hopefully.
Yeah, that's wishful thinking.
Wishful? Wait, did you guys ever get your wishes in the end?
No. We never did. Why?
Maybe that's how we can stop him.
Silver?
Hmm?
You believe in the somewhere better, right?
Of course I do.
How do you know it's real?
Because where else would we be going?
The world was yours once.
We don't sing because we're good at it. We do it because they can't.
It isn't yours anymore.
What would you say? If you knew they couldn't hear you, even the biggest ones, what would you say?
Is anyone looking?
No, nobody's looking.
Good.
Not with eyes, at least.
Is somebody watching or not?
It's not always easy to tell.
There's only one place left for you.
Dark walls, light on the inside, guardian watching over, safe from the outside.
How'd you learn those anyway?
I don't remember.
You'll find it. if you keep driving.
We hit something.
Hell, we did.
I think it was an animal.
You think it was?
Where's its head?
We have enough space to go around it.
We were not going fast enough to knock its head clean off.
Amber.
Yep, let's go.
Residents of Persephone Park is a production written and produced by Angela Yee. Directed by Angela Yee. Executive produced by Sam McDonald. Featuring in order the voices of Ben Palizzi, Molly, Ashley Dawson, Jess Syrett, Angela Yee, G3, Sarah Ansara Menendez, Spencer Hiroshi Field, Cameron Georgette, Dylan McKnight, Ahmad AJ Judo, Nick Fiore, Skylar Giordano, and AJ DeLong. Dialogue edited by Angela Yee. Sound design by Angela Yee and Rebecca Liu. Mixed and mastered by Angela Yee. Script edited by Sarah and Sarah Menendez. Original music by Hua Pham. Season 5 cover art by Winona Narona. Series logo by Macy Tung. For more information about the show, please go to our website, residenceofpersephonepark.com. Come visit the park again soon.